This is the story of Froggy Gets Trounced. You can read along with me in your book. You will notice time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Bling! Let's begin now. Froggy was looking for something fun to do. So he went out in the backyard. And he started jumping on the trampoline. And he was bouncing. And he was bouncing. And he was bouncing so high. And he was having so much fun. And after a little while, he thought to himself, you know what would be even more fun than this? It would be if I could get my dad out here. And if he could trounce me. Now, Froggy likes to refer to this as trouncing. Some people call it getting double bounced or stealing someone's bounce, but it's that thing when you're on the trampoline when there's more than one person and one person jumps right before the other person and then the other person goes ba-boing and goes flying extra high. You have to have the timing exactly perfect, but when it happens, you really go flying. And Froggy called that getting trounced. So he went inside and he knocked on his dad's office door. And he's like,
Yo, dad.
I need someone to trounce me. And his dad was like,
oh, Froggy, I'm in the middle of work. I'm doing some work from home. Have you ever heard of working from home and getting on Zoom meetings? Why, I'm filling out spreadsheets and I'm crunching the numbers and I'm circling back and I'm understanding how to get on the same page and gain alignment with my boss. And Froggy was like, Dad, that stuff is totally unimportant. I need someone to trounce me. Do you realize how critical that is? And his dad was like, oh,
Froggy, you're right indeed. When I finish this one Zoom meeting, I'm coming right out to trounce you, post haste. Give me 15 minutes. So Froggy said, okay, 15 minutes is good. I can spend 15 minutes just cruising around, doing whatever. Maybe rustling up some grub in the kitchen. His dad was like,
yeah. Sounds great.
So Froggy went down to the kitchen, and he rustled up some delicious grub. And he said, what do I want today? Oh, I know. And he pulled out a satchel of ramen, and he didn't even cook it. He just ate it like a sandwich. And each bite that he took spilled thousands of crumbs all over the kitchen floor. Have you ever broken a ramen thing in half?
Yeah.
You know how crumbly it gets. So he ate the whole ramen thing, and there was crumbs everywhere. And so then his dad got out of his Zoom meeting, and he said, Dad, you're ready to trounce. Let's go out to the trampoline. He's like, oh, Froggy, look at the floor. There's crumbs everywhere. Why, this won't do. We have to simply clean the floor before we can trounce. So he went and he grabbed the broom and he gave Froggy the dustpan. And they started to sweep and sweep and sweep and sweep. But then all the dust started getting in Froggy's nose and he started having an allergy attack. He was like, there's dust in my eyes. There's dust in my nose. And his dad was like, dust, wind, dude. All we are, Froggy, is dust in the wind. And Froggy was like, Dad, this is no time for philosophizing. I'm about to have an explosive sneeze, and I'm going to blow this pile that we have just created with the broom all over the floor. We're going to have to sweep it again. But luckily, just before he sneezed, his dad swooped up the pile of trash and poured it into the garbage can. Froggy says, that was a close one. So they looked around the room. Everything looked clean. The work was done. And so you know what time it was. Time to trounce.
Froggy.
So out they went to the trampoline. And you know how frogs like to bounce, don't you? So they were bouncing so high. And they were going boing, 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 boing. And then all of a sudden, Froggy's dad pounded down a major trouncing on Froggy. Ba-boing! And Froggy jumped so high. Wahoo! Came back on the trampoline. He was like, Dad, That was so awesome. We gotta do that again. We just gotta. So they started bouncing. They started bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. And this time Froggy's dad laid down such a trouncing on him, ba-boing, that he flew so high. But the problem was his angle was off, and he flew over all the way and landed on the roof of the house. Thud! And he was like, oh, Dad, what am I going to do? How am I going to get off the roof? Froggy says, oh, Froggy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to send you on the roof. I don't know. Let me go get the ladder. So he went to the garage, got the ladder, helped Froggy climb down. Froggy's like, Dad, we got to go on the trampoline. We got to do another one. And his dad's like, oh, no, this game is getting way too dangerous. Way too dangerous. What if you land on something, like, really painful? Like, what if you land in the rose bushes or something? And Froggy's like, no. I'll stay on the trampoline. I stay on the trampoline. I promise. So it's like, okay, well, let's give it another try. And so he went boing, boing, boing. They were bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. And suddenly the timing was right. And Froggy's dad got that glimmer in his eye because he knew he was really going to send Froggy flying on this one. And he said, here it comes, Froggy. Boing. And he trounced him so high. Froggy went, yahoo! And he did a quadruple backflip and went flying. But once again, the angle was off. And Froggy went flying, ah, over the rooftop, ah. And he headed right to the chimney. And he went, ah, and he flew right down the chimney. Tumbled down the chimney, crash landed in the fireplace, where Mother was just sitting by the fireplace and just reading a fine book, when all of a sudden, a jolly little frog all covered in soot came rolling down the chimney, and she said, oh, Santa, you are here! And Froggy's like, ho, 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 it is I, good Saint Nicholas. And she said, oh, Santa, let me jump on your lap and tell you what I want. And he said, yes, you've been a good little girl this year, Momsby. What would you like? And she said, I want a pony. And Froggy said, well, I'll see what I can do. Now just give me a hand up the chimney here. And she said, okay, here you go. One, two, three. So he tossed him up the chimney. And meanwhile, Froggy's dad was standing outside on the trampoline saying, oh, no. Oh, no. What has become of Froggy? Where is he? And then all of a sudden, pop, out the top of the chimney, Froggy came flying. Yahoo! And Froggy's dad was like, Froggy, over here, over here. And he came flying out of the chimney, flying towards the trampoline. Just barely made it on the trampoline and ba-boing! Froggy trounced his own dad when he landed on the trampoline, and his dad went flying. Wah! So high into the air. And when he got up into the air, Froggy's dad opened his arms wide, and he started to soar. And he's like, look, Froggy, I'm flying. And Froggy said, you're flying, Dad. Be free. You're as free as a bird now. And that bird will never change. And that's where the story ends. Froggy's dad soaring through the air. What? The end.